Welcome to Cannabis Elevated, a podcast offering insight into the evolving cannabis industry directly from the industry leaders. Today's episode shows where 10 years of smart business can take a cannabis company, especially when backed by an executive team that's done it all before. We hear the firsthand experiences and strategies from M. Hardeen's Global Chief Operating Officer, George Boone, and the Executive Chairman and CEO of M. Hardeen, Rishi Gautam.
Hi, this is George Boone from the Denver office of M. Hardeen. I'm the Global Chief Operating Officer for the company. I'm here with our CEO, Rishi Gautam, who's going to be speaking a little bit about his letter that he put out, our first annual letter now that we're a public company registered on the CSE. Rishi, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Thanks, George. Thanks for having me. We really spend a lot of time thinking about our shareholders and driving that shareholder value that is necessary for our business. And part of the investor relations in general, public messaging for the company, we thought would be best suited through a letter to describe who we are, where we came from, and where we would like to be going as a business. So the letter is really set out there to set the tone and really elevate the conversation, not just for our company, but our peers, of who we are as a business and where we're going.
As you put that letter together, could you maybe give us a sense of the key strategic points that you're trying to get out to the investor community and what differentiates M. Hardeen from the competitors in the space?
Absolutely. So first things first, we have a long tale of history as a business. Our founders entered the marketplace about 10 years ago from today. And that operating experience has started 10 years ago as a founder-run business, learning the markets, trying to understand how to be successful as a vertically integrated license holder in brand new markets, to today where we span multiple countries and operate over 35 assets across North America. So the depth of experience and the ability to think about the market and think about how to de-risk capital, monetize assets, and obviously drive the most amount of shareholder value possible is driven by those years of operating expertise first and foremost. The second, and equally as important item to highlight is that we are a multi-country operator. The world right now is bifurcated between multi-state operators or MSOs in the States and Canadian licensed producers or Canadian-based firms that try to have a Canadian domiciled business with potentially multiple countries, but all domiciled in Canada. We are trying to elevate the discussion there to be, as we are a North American operator of scale, and we really transcend the current marketplace. And the borders will merge over time and consolidation will occur in our industry, but we have the depth of infrastructure, capital, and expertise to be a multi-country operator today where folks are really in the Canadian LP or MSO level in their own right.
As we've evolved and gotten into this new frontier of being a publicly registered company, obviously we have a big commitment on execution of our existing strategy. Obviously we've brought on a robust team of people. Can you give us a little bit more of your vision of where the company goes from here now that we've reached that next step of our journey?
Sure. So just at a high level, there's certainly been enough written so far this year about execution in 2019, and this is the year of execution for the industry, and we do not disagree. But that being said, M. Hardeen has been executing since 2009. We lived and breathed by the sheer existence of our business was predicated upon execution. We didn't get paid unless we executed. So we have this execution mindset, irrespective of some of the other companies that are growing up in this space, and they're now figuring themselves out and realizing as a marketplace, we have to execute. We have been executing. We have been profitable, and we will continue along that path. In terms of our mindset now, we are heads down executing on our business plan. We have a very robust portfolio today, spans west to Las Vegas, Nevada, east to Halifax, Nova Scotia, of cultivation, processing, and retail assets that we are either in market, producing and executing today, and or we are ramping up assets that will be brought to market here this year. So this is a build out and execution year for us, just like everyone else. But given our background, we're highly confident in our ability to actually hit our numbers, actually bring the product to market, bring the product on the shelves that we own and or run, So it's a very exciting year for us in our existing portfolio. And at the same time, we have our eyes wide open for opportunities to purchase assets and to find attractive entry points for our business that will certainly add a lot of value to our stock price and to our overall portfolio.
It's really interesting. So as you look at this global market opportunity for the company and setting up our plans on the execution of the existing strategy, can you maybe talk a little bit more about the regulated market versus the mass market and the approach that you're viewing as the opportunity there?
Sure. So cannabis is a very large but very fragmented business today. It's driven obviously by having licenses, and the licenses drive where you can grow your product, where you can extract it, and where you can sell it. So you have limited shelf space naturally given by the amount of licenses that are available in each and every market. And each and every market across the board is fragmented. As we know, you can't buy product in one market, ship it to another in the States because of the intrastate restrictions of producing and consuming cannabis. So you have restrictive markets in limited license format for the most part across 50 different jurisdictions, plus Canada, plus all the other regulated markets out there in the world. So the regulated markets for us, which is where our business started originally, is all about execution within each market, knowing the jurisdiction, knowing the regulations, and using our 10 years of expertise to be the best operators in each and every market. The mass market is a completely different side of the brain. There are products that can be produced and sold on shelves such as, you know, big box retailers and sold online, and you have much more freedom for distribution than you would in the regulated markets. Yet at the same time, we're talking about hemp. We're talking about processing hemp or hemp-derived products into finished products that range from cosmetics to beverages to all sorts of consumer SKUs. So you have a wider breadth of distribution, a wider breadth of SKU possibilities today in the mass market. So we are going to utilize our depth of experience as cannabis operators in the mass market in a very select and thoughtful strategy over time, which will develop in 2019 and roll out in 2019, that will use the expertise of the regulated markets but leverage the broader distribution and broader SKUs that we see in the mass markets as part of our old global strategy. So it's two markets today, regulated and mass market. Those markets will converge. We will see common innovation across both those markets, whether it's product sets or different forms of the end product, and we're going to be one of the front runners there in that space.
Be it the regulated or mass market, one of the things you mentioned in your letter was around technology development, and it continuing to be a driving force for M. Hardeen. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how that supports our positioning in the market and where we're going.
Sure. So when 5 years ago, when the first outside capital came into M. Hardeen, one of the thoughts that we had as that initial capital base, was in order to scale this business, in order to be a scalable platform in this marketplace, technology needed to be one of the key drivers, in addition to the human capital and scaling the human capital across all of the various facilities in the various jurisdictions. So first day, first dollar in, we were thinking about technology in terms of developing it in-house to make ourselves bigger and better than we were the day before, more scalable than we were the day before. And there's two prongs to our approach. One of them is an enterprise resource system that we've developed internally over time, and we'll, starting here very soon, we'll do on a much more grander level in terms of development to really power our facilities from a production standpoint and a retailer standpoint. As we discussed in the letter, it's very hard to be a retailer and a farmer all in one as a vertically integrated business, and there's definitely not a software available off the shelf to command all of the enterprise planning for two different types of businesses in one. So we've prided ourselves in being able to build software to power the vast differences across the channel, whether you go from production to extraction to retail. Having that system in place is key. So the enterprise resource system will continue to be developed over time. And then the second leg to our technology is the training side. And how do you scale, recruit, staff, motivate, promote a large number of employees who may or may not have pre-existing experience in this industry to all work as one under one umbrella of operating procedures and culture and corporate communications, et cetera. So the training system, which other industries may take for granted because it's available in many other industries and many other markets, is something that's very, very unique to our industry. And again, something we build from scratch and thought about on day one of how are we going to scale our business as it relates to the staffing, whether it's a cultivation tech in Denver or a retailer in Canada. How are we going to hire, staff, motivate, continuing to educate, and also promote from within utilizing software. So our M. Hardeen University is the second leg to our technology suite and very, very important to us and to our employees for our growth.
That's great. So, I mean, taking that all together and looking at not only our history of execution, the global strategy you outlined, the multiple markets that we're entering in, be it regulated or mass market, the executive team that you've brought to bear, the continued focus on execution underpinned by the technology strategy that you mentioned. You know, if you were to bring that together for our shareholders, our employees, our customers, what do you think M. Hardeen is known for? Not only now, but going forward, and where, you know, if you were to wrap this up for everyone that's listening, you know, how would you articulate, you know, the company and where it's headed and what gets you excited about it day in, day out?
That's a great question. I would say, you know, just to consolidate 10 years and 10 sentences here, I would say M. Hardeen has done a tremendous job historically since our founder started the business to have a strong brand, strong premium reputation for being smart operators in the space. And if you were to pull, you know, walk into one of these massive cannabis conferences and say, hey, do you know who M. Hardeen is? I would like to know that the answer would be, okay, those are the guys that have been around for a while, smart folks, they operate assets, started originally in cultivation, now they do everything on the vertically integrated side of the business as operators, really smart group. So we want to really transform that level of intelligence and that perception in the marketplace to owning assets and having an M. Hardeen asset stand side by side with other assets in the space. And proof is in the pudding. We will execute with better yields. We will execute at lower costs. We will execute on the retail side with more efficiencies. And we want that, hey, those are the smart guys in the room comment to then transform to, those are the smartest operators I've ever seen. They really know how to run this business and monetize their licenses. That is where M. Hardeen needs to get to from a perception standpoint. And we have all of the tools available. We have the people, we have the capital, we have all of the additional resources necessary to translate that operating expertise into being the smartest operators, owner operators in the space. So that's where we want to get to. Now, whether that's delivering value for shareholders, whether that's delivering premium product to medical patients, whether that's delivering cutting-edge branded products to our recreational customers, we're going to do all of those things under the roof that we built, because the roof that we built is what I like to consider one of the strongest out there.
Well, you know, one of the things when I first joined the company that got me so excited was the deeply experienced team here. And that excitement continues to build. I think the vision that you articulated in this letter, in our brief talk here, you know, speaks to that. Every day I walk in and see, you know, people heads down, excited about where we're headed, and incredible optimism and a view into really accomplishing this goal that you set out for us. Really appreciate the time that you've taken to speak with us. Anything else that you want to talk through?
No, I appreciate your time as well. I think, George, you said that very eloquently about, you know, what we're the type of management team we have today. So one thing I would add is that, you know, this business being 10 years old has definitely evolved from a founder-run business to a professionally-run business to now, as I would like to call it, an enterprise-run business. We have multiple corporate offices. We're doing business in multiple countries, soon to be multiple continents. And this is a very robust system underneath the hood to run and power all of the assets, all of the people, and drive value for shareholders. And that may sound very common in any other industry, but in cannabis, I would say that is not a common trait. And it's important for not only us to be very good at vocalizing who we are and what we do, but also for investors to take the time and attention to really look at the management teams and really look at the people running the businesses of the stocks that they may own to really appreciate what's out there. And knowing what I know about this business, being the first outside capital coming into this business 5 years ago and having a full-time role at the company for the last year and a half or so, it's very, very clear to me because I see it every day, and it's our job to make it very clear to you, the listener, that this is one of the most robust and most talented management teams that I've ever seen in general, and the industry has certainly ever seen, pound for pound, one of the best teams out there, and we're going to drive real value. So our focus, just like everyone else in the space, is on execution, but we're coming at execution with years and years of doing it, true substance, real capital behind us, real institutional smart shareholders behind us. And that's really the genesis behind not only the letter, but the message that we're going to continue to deliver to the public this year and the next year and the next year after, which is a business of substance really, really attacking the marketplace.
I couldn't sum it up more for me too. I couldn't be more proud of the team that you and others have put together here, and not only that, but leveraging the subject matter experts that have been here for so long in combination with this enterprise team, I think is a real recipe for success and for creating value for all of our constituents. Again, appreciate your time. Thanks for being here, and look forward to our next talk.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this week's episode. Be sure to catch the next one at CannabisElevated.com or on your favorite streaming service. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all things Cannabis Elevated. Thanks for listening.